For a school district or independent school, we divide the total number of students eligible for NSLP in the district by the total number of students in the district. It's that simple. The school district can also use what we call alternative discount mechanisms to determine NSLP eligibility. There's more information about these mechanisms on our website at www.usac.org/sl. Some schools also use specific provisions of NSLP, such as the Community Eligibility Provision, or CEP, if they are eligible for those provisions.